Sunday where you can demolish the Prem Boy as well.
Very quickly, I just want to make a quick recap. We don't understand. Was there a shottery with a person who's drunk? Oh, Revius, or a bit more than Revius, but he's still completely with it, really. So then, he should wait till it goes down, the taste of wine, and then he can say, Damash Ben Esra. Some allow the Chachilah, someone who's drunk, just to Revius a bit more, to the Chachilah Damash. It's like simple shottery, and it's a wine, it's a machlokes. Brachos and Birkas Hamazon is allowed to be said. So that was number one. Then the more relevant one is a shikha. A person who's not open to Pnei HaMelech. I just said to someone, I met with someone this week, I don't know who it was actually. So he said to me, he was a bit tipsy on Friday. I said, no, would you have spoken to the boss as you were? He said, definitely not. So I said, that lechera is not open to Pnei HaMelech. That's what we said last time. So really then you're supposed to wait for the davening, for Shemana Esra. You're not really meant to damage Shemana Esra in such a matzah. So either you go to sleep first, it wears away, and if you get before chatzos, that's better. Before chatzos at night. If not, you've got to lamed hashachar if you have to. But otherwise, you have to do tashlumin. The onus, you have to do tashlumin. And someone's got shikusa shaloit. That means his mummy, she's completely not with it at all. It means you can't even speak to him properly. He's completely out of it. Such a person can't do anything. No brothers, nothing at all. He's completely possible. Master, he has to wait till he gets revived, to get better. That's what he has to do. Okay, anyway, so that was what we said over there. I've come back to Hilchos Brachos. Also very, very interesting over here. So we said, actually, the other thing we spoke about was also going around from one house to the other, about whether you use your bracha. Okay, let's go on to today's share. So today, is about Moishi. Someone's in the middle of Shemar, interesting child, actually. Someone's in the middle of Shemar Esra, and he hears Kedusha, or Kaddish, or Baruchu. What should he do? What's the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch says like this, the Kuf Dalet Sif Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says quite clearly, Kuf Dalet Sif Zayin. Ein a poisik, you mustn't interrupt. So speak. Lo the Kaddish, lo the Kedusha. Nothing. Ella, you stroke, you're quiet. V'yachab namah sho'im ha'shatz. You have to have in mind to what the Shia Sibyl says. V'yayk o'ina, it's like you're being answering.
So
if the Chazan says,
it's Kadav,
it's
Hashem,
I wonder what you answer. Oh, I wonder what you wait. I thought it was a fast question. You have to wait. It's a good question. Let's see what you stop for. So you're not poisoning them. Someone says you just listen. Now what exactly are you listening to? So let's start from here. Let's start from number one. Let's say Baruch. So the Moshe, you come in, you're Davish Kresser. Why is that? How does that actually work? I don't know how it works. So we're talking about it's your minion. Yeah? Pastor's talking about your minion. So what Baruch is he talking about? So the Moshe, let's say for some reason he went ahead. He shouldn't have done this. Let's say he went ahead and he has Baruch. Who does about Baruch?
Who is Baruch from Kirsten?
Also said this. Mishnah Berurah says over here, what do you do? Who I did a baruch? It just says who I did a baruch. So unfortunately, say that what you should do is the Archashulchan says you should wait till the tzibur actually also answers baruch Hashem v'vayach in the way. It's not only do you wait for the chazan to say baruch Hashem v'vayach, but you wait till the tzibur answers baruch Hashem v'vayach in the way, and then you carry on the Shemone Esra. That's part one. Part two is Kaddish. What about Kaddish? So someone's in the middle of a Shemone Esra, and he hears them say Kaddish. There's no Tachnon. So he thought he's got time, plenty of time for Tachnon. The Maaseh says no Tachnon, so they start straight away Kaddish. So he's in the middle of Shemone Esra. What should you do? Now I must say, there's an interesting machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, actually, in Brachos, that we say Shemaya is Ka'ina.
And it's a Hesed.
Oh, so Freit Tosfos, the Maaseh says, how can you be quiet in a Shemone Esra? Because if it's like you saying it, it's like you're speaking in a Shemone Esra. Yeah? He says the minute is that Rashi you stop and listen. So how can you do it? And then Rashi says that's the minute, that's what we'll do. And I think then we yes of the minute that Shemaya Ka'ona is Machakir and Shemaya Ka'ona. Is Shemaya Ka'ona mamish? I thought you said something. Or is there a Kiddush that Shemaya has got the same thing as Ona? But you're not saying anything. Yeah, it's a question actually.
You're not saying anything, but you're...
It's got a din light, and listening, it's got a din light, you said something. It's not something. So when the Achroim learn, let's start in this thing over here. It's you Chiddush of Shemei Koina. And just I've heard someone speak to that, because it's a question I don't know. Can I be used to Shemei Koina if I've got a drink in my mouth? I'm not sure if it's turned on this thing, I don't know. It's a very interesting thing, actually. If you learn some new din passages, you just shamir, good man, what's the difference? Why would it make a difference? But if you learn maybe shamir koimis, you might have to speak, like speaking, then I can understand. I just don't speak about this, it's a very interesting question, actually. Can you be used to shamir koimna when, you know, I said this really last week when I was speaking about Megillah, it's definitely a problem shamir koimna to do two things at once, yeah? We said last week, I like the story, it was a lot, but this lady stopped me on Purim morning. She came back from the next minion. It was an early minion for Kriya Samagila.
So fascist is before winter
time. Oh, okay.
Well, she said no bang with that next minion. She remembers there's no bang
with it. Okay, well, you see. So she came back from the next minion and she stopped on the way. She said, I don't know what to do. She said, she hopes she's all right. She came a bit late to the Megillah reading. And the Balkur had really said the bros. And the Balkur was just about to start the Megillah. She's short, she'd hop around while the Balkur is saying, I hear Rach Swedish, and she'll say the bros. But she was listening to him as well. Is that good? That's a bit of a problem in that case. Perhaps you can't be Shemei Koina and do two things at once. You can't be Shemei Koina and saying your own words. Shemei Koina means you have to listen to what a person's saying. It's not so posh. I don't know if it's a little shy about this actually, but perhaps it's no good. Yeah? Anyway, so here you just listen to what those are from a Kaddish. What do you do by Kaddish? So the Mishmaru in Chav Zayin says, Yishtoik, so Mishmaru says, Ad Yisporach. Right. So he says to him, yeah? That's what Mishnah Berurah says over here. Now, even though the Mishnah Berurah in other places says you don't say Yisborach to them when you say Rabba, but here, for example, listen. Oh, thank you. Thank you very, very much, Moshe Shmuel. Yeah, and the word Yisborach. Yeah, okay, so that's what he says. Others say, you should listen to Damir on Ba'olma Vin Romain till then. Okay, that's a shy. What you do in the Middle Shemon Esra, if you're hearing someone saying it, what you do is you should be quiet till that time of there. That's Kaddish. Now, what about Kedusha? Now, Kedusha is very interesting. What's going on by Kedusha? So, the Master, you're in the Middle Shemon Esra, and you hear the Chan saying Kedusha. What do you have to listen to? So, that looks quite clear. In the Kaddish, you don't listen to. You don't have to stop for that. That you can carry on, no problem at all in the Kaddish. What about Kaddish and Baruch? Looks like it's clear you have to listen to. I think it means just the words, Kaddish and Baruch, or not. You don't see those N words, just the actual bit of Kaddish and Baruch, and Baruch, and Shem, and that's all. Some, I've got a minute.
Yimloch.
The whole thing. What? Yeah, Yimloch. Some have got a minute for Yimloch, that's true also. Some have got a minute for Yimloch. And some are quiet to the Kaila Kaddish, till the end of the Baruch. So these are different things. I'm saying what's imperative, what has to be done, is Kodesh and Baruch be quiet for. Well, happens to the rest. Whether you do Yimloich, it's questionable, but you don't have to. And to the Kedah Kodesh. Some people as well.
Where you are in
Shmoneh Esrei? We're talking about, of course, it makes a quite important good point, but we're talking about anywhere in Shmoneh Esrei before the Kedah Sur.
Okay.
It's
so,
before the Kedah Sur. Anywhere in Shmoneh Esrei. I must say, it's a good point, because some people say, some people are a horror, yeah. If you're in the Shemei Tfilah,
right.
Where you can make any bakosh you want.
Okay.
So can you answer Amin Yeshmei Rabba? Can you say Kiyat Hashem? Can you say all these things there? My supposition is you should not say anything. Quiet. Wherever you are, anywhere to an Esra, from anywhere, from Baruch HaTor Hashem, from there, all the way through to Baruch HaTor Hashem, this is what we're learning. You should only listen to what you're being told. Yeah, nothing more. You shouldn't be doing anything else. That's for Kedusha. So again, okay, Kedusha, that's what happens.
Why is it not 10 people in the room back
to show? What, Moshi?
Why is it not 10 people in the
room? You've got a problem. There you've got a problem, Moshi. If you haven't got 10 people in Shemoneh Esrei, that's tomorrow's show, hopefully. That's the problem, you haven't got 10 people. But the Bible is very simple, yeah? It's very, very simple what you have to listen to. Now that's it. That's also quite
funny. Moedim comes in as well.
What?
Moedim as well.
Ah, oh, Moedim also. Moedim also, that's a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that by Moedim, you should bow with the people. But that is only if you're with a mamish or you're in the middle of a bracha.
Right.
At the beginning of a bracha or the end of a bracha, you're not allowed to add any bendings. So you can't do anything.
Right.
So moedim that you act with like a chazan, you have to pretend like you're a chazan, is only if you're with him and moedim mamish, or toshim on the moedim, you can bend as well, or if you're in the middle, you start the bracha, you're not at the beginning of the bracha or the end of the bracha. That's all okay. That's what I'm just carrying that around. That's Kuftes Sif Aleph. That's Mamish Sanocha here. Kuftes Sif Aleph. Right, so you have to bend down and pretend that you're doing Moedim with him, not to be different to the rest of the Sibyl. That's what you have to do. Yeah. Okay. Now, the basic Kedusha, which you add on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that you don't have to be quiet for. That you can actually, it's interesting, you can carry on davening actually. So a person, let's say, is Aptish with Esra, Sadish with Esra, and he hears the Chavad saying Kedusha, so he stops. But for those extra bits you say in Kedusha,
Extra bits.
All that you can carry on davening. You don't have to stop for that. So you stop for Kodesh, listen to him, and then when he says Oz B'Koil, wherever it is, you can carry on your Sites of Esra.
Till
the next one. So he gets to Baruch Hu Hashem B'Koil. And then Baruch Hu Hashem B'Koil, you listen to the Chazal. Yeah? And then Koil Kol Malkiyus Afiyake, you can carry on your Shemun Esra. And Lamai say you listen to him for, if you don't mark, it's for Yimla Hashem. That's what you should listen to. That's also interesting. Halacha.
Does it apply to the women?
All the same thing, actually. All the same thing. Now let's say to your child. The wife don't want to ask this child at first. No one's asked this question. But there's a very interesting point over here. Who am I hearing this Kedusha from? Who am I hearing Kedusha from?
She had Sivah.
Now, I don't know if anyone's ever done for the Omud, but a lot of people, when they're done for the Omud, they say Kodesh with everyone else.
What do they?
Let's say I remember my Sayyid Shvanessa, right? And there's a Chazan who's standing for the Omud. Now, I'm at the back. Let's say the Chazan's at the front, I'm at the back here.
Right.
Now, I want to hear the Chazan saying Kodesh. It's very hard for me to do that most times, because most times the chazan, I'm not about to fiddle, but anyone who's a chazan, I think, will tell me that they say Kodesh together with the tzibur. No?
No.
What do you do?
You're supposed to let the tzibur say, and then you say Kodesh.
Yeah.
I should wait, and then because he wants to hear.
Yeah, I must tell you, it's very ancient what he's saying. This is the shine of Bialoch. Bialoch is something about this.
It's
a very important point. Bialoch,
wait till they all say it, and then you say Bosheng.
Do you know the person who's told you?
Yeah.
I'll just say it's an interesting sign. In Bialoch, in Kuf Chav Hei, has got this topic. Mamish, she's been super what to do. Let's just see if we can find it.
Because in order, someone is listening to you.
Yeah.
In this case, you should hear the whole.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point.
As you say it very loud.
But you should say it at the same time.
Some say yes, I'll split it with the civil. Should he say Kodesh and Baruch together with the Tzibur? He doesn't want to exclude himself from the public. How can he then say the bit by 10 people? If he says the rest, he says the Kodesh, that's all the Kodesh Hashem Sh'arim, yeah, it's all the Kodesh Hashem. And then he's quiet and say Kodesh to everyone. So it says the Mi'anocha, he's excluding himself from the Klal. So the Chavos Chaim, not sure whether that's right. Don't say that, because he wants to be moitzi people. That's like a Tzibur Zayinu. Halekadush is Yudhah Chazal, Lechodech Hashem Neim Ba'at, because tomorrow. Efsha, he says, maybe. Maybe it's considered as though he's being moitzi of public, and therefore it's got a din like doing the tzibur. The maskil hashat or shai yochid loy makodesh kodesh gom tzibur amirosam bevadai choshu the tzibur. So he says to Chofetz Chaim, if you're asking me if the chazan starts Kodesh, just before the tzibur finishes their words,
The word of the extensions?
Yeah, of the extensions, all together, it looks like. And doesn't say, in Masfa Shafa Shayachim, in Kodesh Kodeshet, Gom with Tzibur Amirosom, Bavadai Choshu Ketzibur. That's definitely considered like a Tzibur. There's a very interesting point over here that Allah has got a sophic taka, what to do for the chazan. Because in one hand, he should be saying with. On the other hand, what you might see other people, it's a problem. So some say what Simcha says, which is a good idea, and that is that the chazan should be very loud.
Yeah.
The chazan starts with everyone, but he says the Kodesh Baruch very, very loud. So that way, the person who's there can be yotza with him.
Yeah.
That's the best, but it's not all chazan can do this, especially when I heard about a big crowd. It's very hard.
Yeah.
So if someone's standing back with me and said, Benji, you're going to have a problem. So what's the Eitzah?
Why don't you wait for the Chazan?
So the Eitzah is either go near the Chazan. There's another Eitzah, which is very interesting, is can you ask the person next to you that when he says it, can you have me in mind to be mighty to me?
I should have him in mind.
That's also an Eitzah. So that is brought down the posse as well. You hear what I'm saying? You have to ask them, though.
You have to ask him before you're
done. You have to ask him before you're done, obviously. You have to ask the person before he does his Kedusha that, look, I can't hear.
He'll ask somebody else to hear to him.
Why?
Because
my husband done it on Shmuel Esther. Okay. And he told me he used to done an old Torah many, many years ago. There was a very Choshni Eid there. And the Choshni Eid said to him, no, I can't hear the Chazan from where I am. Kedusha, can I ask you a favor? Do you mind to say yours loud so I can hear you? And I can vote for you. This is brought down, also in Halacha Kuf Chaf Hei, brought down. So one Eitzah by Simchas to make it loud. I say it's not always so practical that, even in a big shul moshul, it's not always so practical. When you say it loud, the people at the back can't hear you. It's very, very hard. Use a microphone is not a good idea. So what happens to you, right? So a microphone is very dodgy. You can't use a microphone. The shy is what to do. So here he brings down.
What's if all these people?
What about she?
What about with all these people?
All people
do. Where am I here? I can't find it. Where am I here? Cook up here.
It's interesting because by Baruch you don't say that.
What?
When the Chazan's Baruch Hu, the Olim says Baruch, Baruch Shem Avoya, Baruch Shem Avoya, Baruch Shem, and the Chazan should officially repeat that. So you don't see together with the Olim.
Does everyone have to hear that?
You want to say Amen and the Chazan don't, and the Chazan say it.
It's not matter that. Why do you have to hear that?
Because you want to answer Amen.
I mean, it's a nice thing, but he person wants to be Yotzei Kedusha. Here's the problem. What's the excuse? Let me just find where this is over here. I can't remember where it was. It says over here you should ask your neighbour to emote to you. Some say you should ask. I have to wait till I come around. The very interesting thing is that the some say you should ask your neighbour to emote to you. Now, others say without asking him can also be allowed. But the mice are passionate best if you can't do it yourself. It's best to ask someone to emote to you. That's the best thing to do. If you're too far away from the chazan, let's say, the chazan is a person who does it quietly first, but Kodesh and Baruch, he's not saying with it loud like people do, then it's better to ask someone to be emote to you. The Mishabu's Mashba only works for the chazan, this actually. It's not so ideal, this one. Another interesting question is, what happens if you're in the middle of davening, Shmuel Esra? It happens in some shoes, actually. Moshe Emek is a very good example. This is Danish Shmuel, and you hear from another minion, Kaddish or Kedusha or Baruch.
I've heard in some, actually.
In Sapa?
Yes. I found the to very late, to going on to 12. And, like, today they called me for another minion for Shabbos, so I said, no way. How can I have a minion if there's all this minion to 10 to 1? When did they have a minion
So Moishi, the question is now, if you went to the Dominion Science with Esther at 9 o'clock in the morning, the right time, Moishi, whatever time it is, and you hear another minion, also the right time, but they're Dominion with Esther, then the apostle say you're not going to stop. Who are din? I had this before. Let's say you've heard Kedush already, or you've heard Baruch already, or you've heard Kedush already before, you're also not going to stop. It's only talking about when you've not heard Kedush or Baruch, or you're not going to be able to hear it later. I mean, if you've got another minion to go to and hear it afterwards, also no problem. This whole thing of stopping is only when you're limited. You haven't got another way of hearing it.
Which other minions
are? If you've got another minion, you're going to be in another minion. You've got to speak to someone, so you'll be in another minion, and you hear Kaddish or Kedusha or Baruch there, then you don't have to stop the Shmoneh Esrei. You're allowed to carry on. This is talk about where a person is in a shul, he's going straight after them, he's going home, he's not staying any longer. Such a person over here should really make an effort to hear Kaddish Kodesh Rabbanan. That's what he's got to do. Otherwise, it's, what do you call it? Who I did the apostle say, it's all strange to you. Someone's in the middle of Kabbalah in the morning, or he's in the middle of saying Tehillim, or he's learning in the shul, and he hears another minion downstairs saying Kaddish Kodesh Rabbanan. It looks like he's not going to stop. If that's not his minion, he's not going to stop. His obligation to stop is where it's his minion and he's not going to make it, he's not going to hear it, then he should stop and hear what's going on. Otherwise, he's allowed to carry on.
But if you're walking, let's say, into the Smedvish, it's not your minion, going to another minion.
I'm talking about someone's learning or he's saying to him what he's done.
It's not like,
should you stop what you're doing to do that? That you're not going to do. That's posh what he said. Someone goes into a shul moishi, you go into Satmar, and you hear them saying, cut, if you're just walking through, of course,
I think you should do that.
Yeah.
Anyway.